the first words of Manisha Panchakam contains the essence of Prajnanam Brahma. Mahavakya, we talked about yesterday. Prajnanam Brahma. This Mahavakya appears in
Rig Veda, in the Aitareya Upanishad. This defines Brahman. In the process of defining Brahman, it also points out the oneness between Brahman and Jiva. Jiva Brahma Aikya. Then only it is Mahavakya. Prajnanam Brahma is a Mahavakya, revealing the oneness between me, the individual, Ishvara, the total, or Brahman, the total. The word Prajnanam points out it is Jiva. It is Jiva Lakshyartha. The word Jiva, which means Prajnanam, because Jnanam is only in the Jiva. Entire Jagat, where is consciousness? Consciousness is only in individual. You don't have consciousness anywhere. Only in the living beings consciousness is there. In the inert world there is no consciousness. Therefore, Prajnanam is the individual, the truth of the individual. In other words, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Prajnanam, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, is Brahman. The Lakshyartha of the word Tat. Brahman. In the understanding of Mahavakya, stages are there. The stages are consciousness is differentiated from body, mind, sense complex. Consciousness is differentiated from body, mind, sense complex or matter, which includes the body. Consciousness is not an attribute of matter or body. Consciousness is not a karya of matter. Consciousness is born of matter, people say. Consciousness is attribute of matters, they say. Body as an attribute of consciousness. Body is substantive, consciousness is objective. This is materialistic philosophy. Matter is essential. Matter is independent reality, having consciousness as its attribute, possession. One philosopher said, no, no, both are independent realities. Consciousness is one reality, matter is another reality. That is Sankhya philosopher. There are many philosophers are there. We are not bothered about that. We are bothered about our day-to-day life. Philosophy is away from our syllabus. We think that philosophy is for a few people who have nothing else to do. philosophers are engaged in heated discussions about reality. They argue. They have got elaborate arguments. If you want to see what are the various other philosophies, that it will take one lifetime. How much heated arguments are there, each one defending his philosophy. A Sankhya philosopher says, consciousness and matter are two independent realities, not connected to each other. The first philosopher said, matter is independent, it is substantive. Consciousness is attribute of matter. The second philosopher, Sankhya philosopher, says, no, we will give independent status for both. Matter is independently real, consciousness is independently real. They call consciousness as Purusha, matter as Pradhana or Prakriti. All these things, limitations and defects galore. When you study Vedanta, you will discover all the limitations in the philosophies, all other philosophies. When you study Vedanta along with the commentary of Shankaracharya, you will find all these various philosophies which are all dualistic. They give reality to duality. Shankaracharya dismisses them thoroughly. Establishes Advaitam alone is reality. Advaitam, what do we say? We say consciousness is the independent reality and the duality is, for the time being, we say dependent reality. After you understand Advaita, that dependent reality also goes away because it is not there. The duality is not there. Only when you accept, you have to give some reality. You don't accept it. This tattvam, consciousness is independent reality. There is no other reality. Ultimately, to begin with, we have a dependent reality. The dependent reality means it is as though reality. This idea is presented in the first two shlokas. Very beautiful verses. What is this consciousness first? Shankaracharya says, Jagra Swapna Sushuptishu Sputatara Ya Sambit Ujrumbate. Consciousness is Ujrumbate, is evident, shines, evident. Come and sit here. Two, three chairs you can put here. Come and sit here. जाग्रत स्वप्न सुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संबित उज्जृंभते, उज्जृंभते मीन्स शाइन्स, कॉन्शियसनेस दैट शाइन्स. संबित मीन्स कॉन्शियसनेस. देर आर मेनी सिनोनिम्स आर देयर फॉर कॉन्शियसनेस. चैतन्यम, that is a Sanskrit word, Chaitanya. We don't have an equivalent word in translation, English. Chaitanya. Another word for consciousness is Sambit. Chaitanya has to be understood only in Sanskrit, Chaitanya. And what is a Chaitanya? That because of which this body functions. That because of which the mind functions. That because of which senses function. Shrotrasya shrotram, manaso manaha, chakshushas chakshuhu, that is Chaitanya. That which is eye of the eyes, ear of the ears, mind of the mind, prana of prana, वाक वाक, वाचो वाचन, प्राणस्य प्राणः, वाचो वाचन. This is called a Chaitanya. This ears are able to hear because of the Chaitanya behind the ears. As long as these ears are blessed by Chaitanya, it hears. As long as the Chaitanyam blesses the eyes to see, eyes see. That is Chaitanya. Consciousness is a close translation, not exact translation. Because the consciousness they talk of, this person is conscious, this person is unconscious. It has nothing to do with Chaitanya. Chaitanya is always there, even in unconscious person, Chaitanya is there. We can't translate Chaitanya as consciousness. Anyhow, Chaitanya, Sambit, Sambit is another word for consciousness. This Sambit, Ujrumbate, shines, always evident in every human being. When I say, I am, Chaitanya is evident. Without Chaitanya, we can't say, I am. That I is Chaitanya. When I say, I am, that I is Chaitanya, Sambit. Afterwards, whatever you add, that is your contribution. I am fat, that is your contribution. Your contribution from what? From the body. The body's attribute you superimpose on I and say, I am fat, I am lean. I am hungry, I am thirsty, your contribution. Atma is neither hungry nor thirsty. I am is Satchidananda Atma. Because I don't know I am Satchidananda Atma, I keep on adding attributes. I am hungry, I am thirsty. These are all attributes of prana. I say I am hungry, I am thirsty. I am angry, attribute of mind. I say I am angry. I am is right. When you add angry, that is your contribution. Your contribution in terms of taking the attribute of mind as my attribute. Therefore, I am is always evident. The moment you use the word I, Atma, Satchidananda Atma is evident. Therefore, Samvit Ujjrumbate. When does it shine? I said all times shines. He gives in terms of states of experience. Shankaracharya gives in terms of states of experience. Vedanta discusses only our day-to-day experiences. We are not talking any unique experience. There is no unique experience necessary to understand the truth. There is no unique experience at all. All the experiences that you come across is the three states every day you have. What are the three states of experience everyone has? One is Jagrat. Jagrat means waking state. The waking state is described as that in which the sense organs objectify the sense objects. We have got the sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, touch, taste, sense organs that objectify these objects. They objectify the entire universe. We have got only these five sense organs to know the entire jagat, see the jagat, hear the jagat, taste the jagat, touch the jagat. Five sense organs. In Jagrat Avastha, we transact with the world through our five sense organs. The jagat that consists of five sense objects. This is called waking state. The world enters you. In the waking state, the world enters you through the five sense organs. Because I experience the waking world through the five sense organs, I have given a reality to the jagat. Because I experience. Somebody says this world is unreal. I experience. What I experience, how can it be unreal? I touch this body, how this body can be unreal? I touch the chair, how it can be unreal? I see the world, how it can be unreal? Therefore, because I experience the waking world, I have given a reality to the waking world. And in and through all experiences, who is there? In and through all experiences, who is there? I am there. Minus I, is there a waking world experience? Think over. Is there a waking state experience without I? When you open the mouth, I is there. Open the mouth, I is there. Because I am the one who sees, I am the one who hears, I am the one who touches, I am the one who tastes, I am the one who smells, I am the one who thinks, I am the one who knows, I am the one who feels, I am the one who remembers, I am the one who doesn't know. Is there a sentence here without I? Sees. Sees means what? I see. Oh, I see. You see. This I is Atma. Jagrat avasthayam Sambit Ujrumbate. At what time in waking state? with state experience, I is not there.
No time, it is not there.
It is always there. That's called Ujjrumbate. Jagratavastayam ya sambhit Ujjrumbate. All the time it is shining as what? Aham, aham, iti. Balyadishvapi jagradadishu tatha sarvasvastasvapi vyavuttasu ahamiti antasvrati sarvasu avastasu vyavuttasu anuvartamanasu. This I inheres in all the experiences as what? Aham, aham, iti. Therefore, about this I alone, we learn more in Vedanta. We are not bringing in any new reality. Vedanta, we do not bring in any new reality. The existing reality, the I that is there in every experience alone, we come to know more about it. We have mistaken that I. Vedanta removes that mistake, corrects the mistake. So Vedanta is what? A corrective text. It corrects your mistakes. Therefore, Jagrat Avasthayam Sambhit Ujjrumbate. What about dream state? Sopna. Sopna avasthayam api sputatara sambit jumbate. Sambit, that is consciousness. Sputatara jumbate. In Jagrat Avastha also sputatara. There is an adverb for ujjrumbate. Sputatara ujjrumbate. Very clearly it is evident. Clearly evident. Evident means not that you have to do some inquiry and find out. Clearly. Sputatara ujjrumbate. And sopranavasthayam, after waking state, I go to sleep, and from sleep I wake up to dream, half awake, ardha jagaranam. You don't fully wake up. You wake up, the ahankara, I that was asleep in sleep, ahankara wakes up. Because ahankara is up, activity will be there. But it is not fully awake. Therefore, it doesn't have the free will that enjoys its waking state. Doesn't have. Free will less ahankara is there in dream. Therefore, it is the right situation for projection. We have a state now where there is projection. If free will is there in dream state, I will manipulate the dream. I would like to have a dream of my choice. You don't have any free will. Therefore, it's called ardha jagran, half awake. And in that state, what happens? You have got lot of vasanas born of waking state. Every experience that you go through in waking state creates an impression. I ate a dish today, the impression of the dish stays back in the mind. Dish is gone. The impressions, samskaras of the taste remains in the mind. Every experience retains some impression. If it is not a great experience, very simple experience, the simple experiences do not leave any samskaras. If every experience has to leave its samskara, it is very difficult to handle the mind. Simple experiences drop, but some intimate experiences where you were there in the experience totally, in a waking state experience, you are totally there, you are involved in the experience, those experiences leave samskara, impression. Therefore, that goes into the memory. Samskara part of memory. Only the samskara remains. The taste of the dish remains. And then there is desire for repeat experience. For all the samskaras that are there in the mind, there is always a desire waiting. Therefore, the moment there is an opportunity, you want to enjoy the dish again. Somebody asks, what can we prepare for you? What will you say? The dish that is sitting there in the mind as samskaras, that samskaras are invoked. You say, I want to eat that dish. So many dishes we have eaten, they are not there. Particular dishes remain there, which has touched your taste buds. Which has touched your taste buds, created an impact in you. They surface. And these samskaras, which are there in the mind, they surface when you wake up half from the sleep. If you are fully awakened, it is waking state. If you are not awakened, it is sleep state. It is an in-between state called dream. Where the ahankara is awake without free will. It has got no freedom. Doesn't have all the organs along with it. Ahankara doesn't have the waking state sense organs along with it. Ahankara does not have waking organs of actor with it. Ahankara doesn't have the waking mind with it. It has got only one thing with it. What is that? The samskaras of waking state. That alone is there. And that samskaras project a world for you to experience. That is called a dream state. It is called a dream state. Sopnavastha. It is called a Sopnavastha. In the Sopnavastha also, Atma, I, Sputatara, Sambit, Ujrumbate. The consciousness shines in the dream world also. Because I am aware of the entire experience of dream. I am aware of a dream world there. I am aware of dreamer. I am aware of the experience between the dreamer and the dreamt world. They are connected. There is an experience. Everything shines in dream. Dreamer, dreamt world, dream experience. This triputi, this threefold constituents of experience is seen in the dream world. Depending upon the intimacy of the experience, the strength of the experience, you recollect some of them. Many times the experience is superficial. You don't remember that. But experience was there. You know that you experienced it, but you are not able to recollect. I dreamt, I am not able to recollect, you see. That means dream experience was there. You experienced the dream. Sometimes the dream is recollected because it is very fresh. Sometimes you keep on going to dream state, coming back to sleep state, going to dream state, coming back to sleep state. Like this few times you do. They are all vague experiences of dream. But suppose you wake up from the dream to waking state, that those dreams you are able to recollect very clearly. It happens before you wake up in the morning. For dreams that you see before you wake up in the morning, they are fresh dreams. Therefore, you are able to recollect them. And because I experience the dream, there is Sambit Ujjrumbate, Sputatara Ujjrumbate. In the early morning dreams, consciousness is evident, clearly evident. How do you say consciousness is clearly evident? Because I recollect. And I recollect clearly means I have experienced clearly. Unless I experience clearly, I can't recollect clearly. Therefore, Sambit Ujjrumbate. Dream state also, I am the... You don't say somebody saw the dream, I am recollecting. Who saw the dream? I saw the dream. I is there. Dream also, I is evident, clearly evident. Sambit, Chaitanyam, consciousness, I is evident in dream. Whatever happens in the waking state, same way experience happens there. The waking world, I the waker, experiences the waking world. The same way, dream also, I the dreamer, experiences clearly the dream world. Therefore, Sopnavasthasu, Sopnavasthayam, Ya Sambit, Sputatara, Ujjrumbate. What about sleep? Sushuptau. In Sushupti, sleep also, Ya Sambit Ujjrumbate Sputatara. In sleep also, Sambit consciousness clearly shines. Sputatara Ujjrumbate. How do you say consciousness shines in sleep? I did not experience anything in dream, anything in sleep. That is what we say also. What do I say after getting up from sleep? I did not experience anything in sleep. Shankaracharya says, Sushuptau ya samvite sputatara jirumbate. How come consciousness evidently shines in sleep? In sleep, you cannot know. Because the ahankara, which goes through all experiences in the waking world and which goes through in dream state also half awake, that is not awake in dream. Ahankara is resolved in its cause. It is resolved in its cause, that is ignorance. That's why it is called causal body. Sleep state is called a causal body. Karanavastha. Therefore, ahankara is not there to experience sleep state in sleep. How do you say, I slept well? I slept well, like a log of wood I slept. I happily slept. You experienced some happiness there. I happily slept. That means experience has taken place. You can't reject that statement. I have experienced a sleep state. You can't dismiss that. Because your own recollection on waking proves you have experienced a sleep state. The rule is, You cannot recollect anything that you have not experienced. Only what you experience alone you can recollect. Somebody goes to Kedarnath, can you talk about the experience of that person? He can recollect because he went to Kedarnath. You don't begin. This is the experience of Kedarnath. Did you go? No. How are you recollecting? That is not your experience. Somebody might have narrated the experience, you are restating. It is not your experience. Therefore, in sleep, you have gone through the experience of sleep, therefore you recollect in waking state. When I am not there, how come experience to experience? You are there. You are not there as you obtain in waking state. You are there in the sleep state, in the causal form. You have got two states are there. Ahankara has got two states. One is the manifest state that is there now. Unmanifest state in the sleep. Like a tree has got two stages. One is unmanifest tree in the seed and manifest in the tree form. Therefore, unmanifest it is in the seed form. The seed tree is there. You take the neem seed. The neem seed has got neem tree in it. In potent form. Unmanifest form. That is why neem tree comes out from neem seed. If the neem tree is not there in neem seed, can you expect neem tree from the neem seed? Cannot. That is why from mango seed you can't get neem tree. You put the mango seed waiting for neem tree. Not possible. Because neem tree is not there in mango seed. Neem tree is there in the neem seed. Therefore, tree is in the seed in unmanifest form. Everything is in its causal state in unmanifest form. Ahankara, therefore, has got an unmanifest form or seed form. That seed form is called avidyavritti, ignorance. Ignorance is in the form of vritti. Ignorance is in the form of vritti. I don't know. It is a very, very subtle vritti. The sleep state, very, very sukshma vritti is there, which we call karana vritti or causal state. And that is enough for experience. That unmanifest ahankara is enough for experience. The experience also will be unmanifest, not manifest. Atma is there in sleep. Without Atma, no experience is possible. Therefore, in Atma, avidyavritti is there, unmanifest ahankara is there, consciousness is there. Therefore, your experience takes place. That experience you are not able to experience in sleep state because you don't have the manifest ahankara. Manifest mind is not there. Once you wake up, the experience that is registered in unmanifest ahankara is recollected. Therefore, in Sushupti also, Samvit consciousness, Sputatara Jirumbate. If it is not clearly evident in sleep, experience would not have taken. Without consciousness, no experience is possible. Therefore, jagra svapna sushuptishu sputatara ya sambit ujjrumbate. That consciousness which is evident. This consciousness is independent of all the three states. How do you say? because the states are negated. Waking state is negated in dream state. Dream state is negated in sleep state. Sleep state is negated in waking state. Each state of experience is negated in the other states. In all of them, what is there? Samvit Sphuta Vijrambate. Consciousness inheres in all the three states. Whereas avasthas, the states of experience are negated. One state negates the other. All of them, what inheres? Samvit, consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is distinct from all the three states. Understand the logic? If the states of experience, if the consciousness and the states of experience have got connection, then when the consciousness shines, the state of experience also will shine. But the state of experience is what? Negated. Waking state, consciousness and waking state experiences are there. In dream state, consciousness plus dream state experiences are not there, waking state experience is not there. That means waking state experience and consciousness do not have any connection. If connection is there, they will go together. Connection is there, they will go together. Similarly, dream state experience is negated in sleep. Therefore, dream state experience also does not have any connection to consciousness. Therefore, when Shastra says, Jagras Swapna Sushuptishu Sputatara Sambit Ujrumbate, it means consciousness is distinct from waking state. Consciousness is distinct from dream state. Consciousness is distinct from sleep state. It is distinct from three states means it is distinct from waker, distinct from dreamer, distinct from sleeper. Because one negates the other. Waker negates dreamer and sleeper. Waker should negate dreamer and sleeper. You can't be waker as well as dreamer and sleeper now. If you become dreamer now, you are not waker. Who you are? We don't call it dreamer, we call daydreamer. You are waker now, not sleeper. If you go to sleep now, you are sleeper. But nobody sleeps now. Therefore, all of you are what? Waker. So, waker negates dreamer and sleeper. Dreamer negates waker and sleeper. Sleeper negates waker and dreamer. Whereas in all of them, what is there? Consciousness. Yas samvit sputatara vijrumbate. Therefore, consciousness is independent of all the three states of experience. consciousness is a reality, the three states of experiences are not a reality. If they are a reality, it can never go. If waking state experience is a reality, it can never go away from you. As long as you are there, you have to be awakened. But you give up your waking body. This waking body is not there in dream or sleep. This waking world is not there in dream or sleep. This waking experience is not there in dream or sleep. The waker, the waking world, the waking experience, all of them are together negated. Therefore, they are not part of you. They are not attribute of you. If they are attribute, it will stay. If they are part of you, it will stay. Therefore, you are independent reality. You are not this body, mind, sense complex. This is one of the understanding of the first one. It's a huge understanding. Very first understanding is huge understanding. What is the first understanding? Consciousness is the reality. How do you say? Because consciousness alone shines independently. Consciousness shines in and through all the three states of experience. At the same time, they are variable. I am invariable. I say I am waker. I say I am dreamer. I say I am sleeper. The sleeper, dreamer, waker are variable. If I am really a waker, I can never become dreamer. I have to say all the time, my what? I am waker, I am waker, I am waker. In the waker, so many ER are there. You know what is ER? In English, ER. ER means doer, talker, one who does the job of talking. I am talker. I am driver, ER, driver. I am seer, ER. I am cooker. Can you say I am cooker? You should not add ER for cook. This is English. One who cooks is not cooker. One who cooks is cook. Any ER you add, that is a waking state. I am waker means you have to include countless ER to I. Waker is equal to I plus countless ERs. So too in dream, so too in sleep. In sleeper, it is one state. You don't have any ERs there. In dream, you have got countless ERs. I, the dreamer, plus countless ERs. Dream also I see. Dream also I hear. Dream also I think. Therefore, I plus countless ER is dream. Therefore, very clear, consciousness pervades all the three states. At the same time, consciousness is independent of all the three states. Therefore, it is independent reality. What is that independent reality? Prajnanam. Consciousness, prajnanam, is independent reality. The second stage of understanding is, this consciousness is not only independent reality in this body, mind, sense complex. In these three states of experience, consciousness is not independent reality. Not only independent reality in these three states, also pervades entire creation, one jump here. Prajnanam is I, Atma, consciousness, Samvit. Not only I am in this body mind sense complex, this consciousness is not only in this body mind sense complex, this pervades the entire creation. Ya brahmati pipilikanta tanushu prota jagat sakshi. Prota means prakarshena vota. It pervades. This consciousness pervades the entire creation. Entire creation is indicated by what? Brahmadi pipilikanta tanushu. In every living being, it pervades the creation, means every living being in the creation. Not only human being, all the living beings, animals, birds, insects, every one of them, including trees. Trees are also living beings. Consciousness pervades, prota, like the thread. The long thread and cross thread pervades the fabric. What is fabric? Long thread, cross thread. The long thread, cross thread, there is no long and cross, only thread. You put this way, this cross, you put this way, long. Therefore, what is a fabric? Nothing but threads. So, we can say the cloth is pervaded by thread. Prota. In the vastra, the tantu, the thread, pervades. Similarly, consciousness pervades every living being. Any living being. Brahmadi. Beginning from Brahmaji. Brahmadi. Pipilikanta, up to the ant. Anta means ending with. Adi means beginning with. Brahmadi, beginning from Brahma. Pipilikanta, up to the last minute creature. Ant. In all of them. A to Z. Every living being. They say 84 lakhs human. 84 lakhs living beings are there, in all of them. Brahmadi pipilikanta tanushu. Tanushu means body. Tanushu in all the bodies. Every living being has got its body. In all the bodies, tanushu, prota, the same consciousness. Because ya, the word used in the first line, ya. The same ya second line also. Ya samvit ujrimbate. The same ya prota. The same samvit is pervading the entire world of living beings. Brahmadi pipilikanta tanushu prota. In this body, it is sakshi for the three states of experience. In obtaining in all the living beings, it is sakshi of what? Jagat. All the living beings put together is Jagat. Therefore, obtaining in every living being, the same consciousness is sakshi. Witness. Witness of entire Jagat. Witness means, we have to understand the word witness in Vedanta. Witness means not opening and seeing, no. Illuminate. Witness means illuminator. I, the Atma, the Chaitanyam, illuminate this body, mind, sense, complex. And therefore, through this body, mind, sense, complex, I illuminate the Jagat. When I see an object, consciousness illuminates the object. Otherwise, you will not know the object. object you are able to see because consciousness goes through the eyes and along with the vritti, objectifies the object. Then the object becomes evident to you. If the eyes do not sight the object, you will not know the object. Therefore, the whole jagat is illumined by you, for you, through the sense organs and the mind. Then you come to know the world. For in this, consciousness is called Sakshi Chaitanyam of a given body mind sense complex. Through the given body mind sense complex, the world that Atma illumines. As the Atma, the consciousness in every living being, the same consciousness illumines entire jagat. Jagat Sakshini illumines the jagat. And therefore everyone knows, his own, her own world, everyone knows. I know a part of, I know my world, you know your world, he knows his world, she knows her world. Like this, everyone knows his or her world. Everyone knows his or her world. Add all this his or her world, what is it? Millions of jagat, jivarasis, illuminating her own, his own, its own world. When you put together all the worlds, that is called a jagat. Therefore, Atma, the Chaitanyam, illumines the entire jagat. Therefore, it is called a jagat sakshini. The consciousness is not different. Consciousness is one and the same. It, as though, is divided into many pockets of consciousness. Because of what? The boundary called body. The boundaries of the body as though limits the consciousness to within the body. But consciousness is not limited to the boundaries of the body. Every body of everybody exists in consciousness. Consciousness does not exist within the body. In fact, the body mind sense complex exists in consciousness. In consciousness, the entire universe is shining. All the bodies are shining in consciousness. Therefore, body cannot limit the consciousness. Exactly like the space cannot be limited by the pot walls. So many parts are there. Every part has got space within. Can you say so many spaces are there? For Vyavahara, we say pot space, room space, drum space. For Vyavahara, we use a superimposed divisions in space. But space is one indivisible vastu. Nothing can divide space. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, all these various elements are there. You have got air, you have got fire, you have got water, you have got earth. Earth representing weapons. All these various elements are there. Air, fire, water, earth. All these elements cannot touch space. Can the air drive away space? Drive the space. Drive away the space. Air cannot do anything to space. Can fire burn the space? Can the fire burn the space? It cannot burn the space. What is in space, it can burn. Not the space itself, fire can burn. Can the water drench and destroy space? Can the weapons destroy space? I take a sword and then try to destroy space. You will not destroy the space. Somebody there is able to be cut. Therefore, all the elements, these four elements, air, water, air, fire, water, air, they cannot touch space. Achedyoyam adakyoyam akledyo sushya evacha. Nitya sarvagata sthanu achaloyam sanatana. The other elements cannot destroy even space. What to talk of elements destroying consciousness, dividing consciousness, splitting consciousness? Elements cannot do. What to talk of elements cannot do to consciousness, to space? What to talk of elements causing divisions and destructions in consciousness? Therefore, consciousness is one indivisible consciousness. Therefore, as though it is bound by the bodies, as though limited by the boundaries of the body, whereas it is limitless, all-pervasive consciousness. The boundaries of the body, the walls of the body cannot limit the consciousness, because this body, the walls of the body, next shloka will reveal, has got no reality. If it is real, it can bind, limit the consciousness. It doesn't have any reality like Atma consciousness. Therefore, an unreal body cannot limit the real consciousness. An unreal snake cannot cause any dent in the rope, because it is black cobra you saw there. It does not leave any drop of poison in the rope is untouched by the black cobra that you see on the rope. Similarly, this body that is similar to cobra cannot touch the consciousness that is like soul. Rajju sarpavad atmanam jnatva jivo jnatva bhayam bhaye, jivaha bhayam bhaye. You see rope as snake and you are an embodiment of fear. Jivaha rajju sarpavat atmanam jivam jnatva bhayam bhaye. The limitless consciousness is taken to be limited individual, and the individual goes through fear. Rajju sarpavati. What is freedom from fear? See Atma as Atma. See rope as rope, your fear is gone. The fear of snake is gone by seeing rope as rope. Similarly, you become free from fear by seeing Atma as Atma, body as body. Body doesn't have a reality of its own. Therefore, body cannot limit consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is all pervasive. This is the second teaching. First teaching is what? Consciousness is independent of the matter, body, mind, sense complex. That independent consciousness is all pervasive consciousness. That is the second lesson. Brahmadi pipilikanta tanushu prota jagat sakshi. this consciousness that obtains in this body and the consciousness that obtains in all the bodies, that consciousness you should recognize as yourself. That is third. Saivaham nacha drishya vastu iti drida prajnyapi yasyasti chet sa eva aham sa samvid eva aham. That consciousness alone is me, aham. That consciousness is not a third person. That consciousness is not a third reality. That consciousness is myself. Aham, sa eva aham. Iti drida prajna. I should have a clear, unshakable, vagueless understanding. Drida prajna. I am the consciousness. Saivaham nacha drishya vastu iti drida prajna api yasya asti. Yasya for whom? Asti, it is there. That person whether he is Sandala or whether he is Brahmin, he is my guru. Chandalostu satudvijostu guruhu yasya drida prajna asti. One for whom this clear understanding is there, that I am the consciousness who is the eliminator of everything from within this body. I am the consciousness in all the living beings, eliminating the entire jagat. That consciousness is one, all-pervasive consciousness is me. Iti drida prajna yasya asti. One who has got this understanding, let him be anything. Let him be a Brahmin. Let him be a Chandala. Let him be, an incapacitated person. Let him be a healthy person. Whoever it is. Let him be a white-skinned person. Let him be a black-skinned person. Who is he? Saha Guru. He is a real guru. Iti Mama Manisha. He is the guru iti. He is a real guru, not the one who comes in the vesha of a guru with all the beard and matted hair and everything, with a kamandalu, with a deer skin asana. This person is guru. Chandalostu satudvijostu saha guru iti yesha mama manisha. He says this is my conclusion, my conviction. If you want to have different conclusion, you have it. I don't want to impose my conclusion on you. You are free to have your conclusion. But what is my conclusion? Yesha manisha. This is my firm conviction. You can't even say manisha, it is yesha. Aparokshavatihi. This is intimate knowledge. This is immediate knowledge. This is the knowledge that is non-separate from me. Knowledge and me are not separate. Every knowledge is separate from me because they are all objects. This knowledge is what? The subject. Therefore, the knowledge and the subject, Atma, I are one and the same. Therefore, I am that knowledge. Esha, Manisha, Mama means that is me the knowledge. Not my conclusion, it is me the knowledge. In one verse, he has given the essence of teaching. but not complete essence. Part is left. Part of the teaching is left. That is given in the second verse, which you will see tomorrow. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnamidachyate Purnamasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Namah Hari Om.